You're listening to Manny's Scale Modeling with Manny and co-host John Scale Models. Grab some coffee, sit back, and let's talk plastic models.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? And thanks for listening to Manny's Scale Modeling Podcast. It's been probably a couple weeks since I've even been on. Just been busy here in the shop, trying to organize my workbench for the new paint racks from Typhoon. Paint products. Robert Kennedy was on. We did a podcast, a video podcast, a few days ago, and that is up on the channel now. You can check that out, and you can also check out his website for his paint mixers and his paint racks. And you can go on, you know, like I said, the website, mannyscalemodeling.com, and be right on the main page. You can click on that and go check those out. I did finish the 70 Roadrunner, and that video is also up, and that is the Revell kit 14531. Awesome kit. That is really an awesome kit. I did it pretty much just box stock and painted it Buster's Custom Colors Springtime Yellow, and It's an awesome kit. I have to get another one to build a detailed one, but very cool. Let's see. I am ready for a clear coat on the 60 Chevy, and that is also Buster's Custom Colors Copperhead. And then the interior and the roof is Springtime Yellow. So that's going to look pretty cool, I think, when it's done. That's just a box stock build that's going out on our, one of the shelves out in the living room that the wife wanted me to build. So that'll be out there, which is kind of cool. She lets me put a couple models out there that, well, she picks them out, basically. And then I build them, and then they go out there. So she won't let me put some of them out there I have, but that's all right. Give a quick shout out to a Steven at Crazy Scale Models, newer channel. Awesome guy. I've been talking to him for a while when I found his channel. He had posted something on Facebook and something about, this video is on my YouTube channel. So I messaged him and got his channel and was checking it out. So awesome stuff. Matter of fact, I just watched one of his videos this morning too, so very cool. And shout out for Joe at the Model Building Corner on YouTube. Awesome channel. You definitely got to go check out his duster he did. That is just awesome kit. Awesome build. So I think that's pretty much it for them guys. Go check those guys out though. Let's see what else we got here. As far as my projects going, geez, this is too many, like we all do. I'm going to be starting at Tamiya, motorcycle kit. I think I showed that on one of my videos. I didn't go through and do an unboxing. I pretty much just, showed it and, but I'll probably do small updates on it. Nothing, you know, too big on it. But it's an awesome kit. I've opened it and started getting some of the engine parts out to glue together, get some painting done. Hopefully get the frame out of there here next couple days probably and get that painted, the rims, stuff like that. But they're awesome kits. Let's see. I still got to do the Terry Sanders sent myself and John at John Scale Models some acrylic paint pens, and I haven't tried them yet, but it'll be in one of the next couple upcoming up videos. I'll try to get that squeeze in there. I keep forgetting about it, and that's my fault. Bad memory. Let's see. I got bunch of videos I'm working on. I'm working on the flame video series. I'm trying to get the first episode out this weekend. I'm hoping it should be out by this weekend. I should have it finally done. The problem was I skipped around doing things ahead and recording it. Then I have to edit it and saved it. And I always number all my videos when I save them, you know, it was A, B, C, D, blah, 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 or 1, 2, 3 or whatever. And as I was saving them off of the camera or from the computer, I had them all back. I had all the numbers and letters wrong. And it's been all messed up. So, and I still got to do a couple more, short videos on a couple other things before I can get everything organized and edited and put up on the channel. So I've been working on that. It's been, quite the thing. And I'm also working on not a big video, but a video on, the gallery airbrushes. All the ones I have, just do a little show about them, talk about each one for a minute. And pretty much all of them that I have done reviews for, except for two. I think it's two I haven't done one for. One is the Mobius 0.2 millimeter, which is going to be in the Flame video series. I'll be doing using the 0.2 in that video instead of the one I was going to do. So now I'm using the GHAD 68, the GHAC 98D, and the Mobius 0.2 millimeter will be in the Flame video series. And those are the only three I'll be using in that airbrushes with. So it's taken me a lot of time. I still haven't even got to the part where I start doing the flames on the car yet. So I do have some emails that came in for some questions and some comments on the podcast, which is, they're all good, which is awesome. So, you know, if you guys want to send a email about the podcast or, you know, something else to talk about, definitely send me an email, and you can go to the website, ManyScaleModeling.com, and send me an email. And also on the website, you can visit Gallery Airbrushes, Buster's Custom Paints, and Typhoon Painting Products are all on there. And you can go to the link section, click that button, and go check out Bob at the Pace Peacemaker, or Peacekeeper, sorry about that, spray booths. And they are awesome. Hobby Nut Models, Scale Finishes, Scale Riders, Texas 3D Customs, ProTech, which that's my main go-to for braided lines. Model Cars Magazine and Upscale Hobbies. Go check all those out on the website. And, you know, maybe you need some new paint or a paint mixer, and which I love my paint mixer. I'm glad I got that. I had to buy that. That was, after seeing a couple other videos with them, I had to buy it. I had to save up for it, but I bought it. So, just like with the paint booth. I didn't write that down, so I kind of forgot what I was going to say. It was on my mind. I do have some more reviews coming in pretty soon. I'm just waiting for that stuff to come in. It'll be all videos, but I'll talk about it, of course, on the podcast. And I'm waiting to hear back from another friend has a channel for doing a video podcast, talking about models, showing some of his work, and it should be fun time, good time. So stay tuned for that, which I'll probably announce that on the website. I'll probably have on the Manny Scale Modeling podcast button, click on that, and I'll have that listed below. And I do have some other guests coming on and stuff, and hopefully here soon. John will be back on here as a co-host, as he's been busy and I've been busy, which is kind of terrible. It's not like really a major busy thing. It's more getting some model stuff done, and gonna try to arrange my workbench to get those paint recs in this weekend or by Monday. That's what the plan is. I do have a couple other projects I want to get started on, and off the top of my head, I can't even think of what my next one was. I know I have the Mobius Ranger snowplow kit is big on my list right now, so I'm not sure if it's going to be that yet or something else, but I'm definitely working on that. So we're going to get out of here, guys. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it, and I'll be back.